Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from Fleabag and the new show Pennyworth, actor Ben Aldridge. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come. So, where are you originally from, sir?
From Devon, which is a little county in the southwest of England, but I've been living in London for about the last 13 years.
So about how far hour-wise from London?
About 2 hours.
Is it a world of difference?
It kind of is, yeah. It's countryside, it's farms.
Yeah.
It's got the sea on both coasts. So,
oh, sounds pretty. Very cool.
Very pretty. It's where people go to on a holiday and vacation and stuff.
Because when I was with... mutual friend of ours, guy we know, Mark Wright.
Yes, Mr. Mark Wright.
He took me to Essex. When I was it? Yeah. Why do you laugh?
Yeah.
Everybody well, maybe, had it's like well, the
that's
Jersey.
That's like his yeah, yeah. hood, though. That's
maybe
like,
they right. are comparable, actually.
Right.
But yeah,
I had a very, good time there.
No, it's
pretty
great.
People. It was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it yeah. is. Yeah.
But why does everyone laugh?
I don't know why. It's just a funny place.
It's a funny place. Fair enough. Yeah. So congrats. The new show is Pennyworth
yep.
on Epics, and I hear it's sort of like a prequel to Batman, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to officially call it a prequel or a spin-off, but I guess it's not really spinning off anything because it's set before any of the Batman canon exists. So
oh, wow.
it's kind of the origin of Alfred Pennyworth, the butler, made yes. famous by Michael Caine, of course, in the Christopher Nolan films.
Yes.
And so it's where he comes from as an ex-SAS soldier and how he meets Thomas Wayne. Bruce's dad, obviously, yeah. and how Thomas meets Martha Wayne. So it's kind of like the origin of all of that and the journey they go on to then become the people they are later in the Batman series.
Very cool. So what's the era?
1960s.
Oh, so the 60s. Fun.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. 1960s London. Very, very cool era.
Fun. So you
yeah.
don't necessarily have to know a lot about Batman going into this.
No, we kind of, that's the kind of thing. I guess we could all feel the pressure quite a bit about living up to these characters that people know and love.
Right.
But we're creating their backstory rather than taking on the kind of existing story. So
yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of free reign to and a clean slate to do what we want with them, basically.
Fine. Where do you shoot the show?
In London.
Oh, in London.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
Great.
So sometimes we film in Trafalgar Square or in like kind of places that you'd landmarks that are very exciting to be at that you'd never otherwise get to film at. So it's a good place to shoot it.
Right, not too far from home, so
yeah, roll out of bed, get in the car.
Yeah, exactly. So is yeah. that still home or have you made the move over here?
No, that is still home. Yeah, London's still my home, yeah.
For sure. Nice, nice. Because I know you're also part of the show Fleabag,
yeah,
which is now getting so much buzz.
Yes.
Here, and been nominated 11 Emmys, which in such a crowded field is such a cool thing.
Yeah.
So for those who may not be familiar with this, for those who may not be familiar with it, explain the premise.
Oh, so explain Fleabag. I guess it's just kind of this woman in her 30s kind of careering around London, and she's in series one, she's kind of, I guess you could say, she's a bit out of control, and it's her escapades, her sexual escapades about her relationships.
Sitcom then?
Well, kind of a sitcom, yeah. Although it's got a lot of, it's hilariously funny, but also searingly painful, which is why I think people love it. It makes you laugh, and then it kind of makes you wince at the same time. And then in series two, it kind of chronicles her going on a new journey, and she prefaces series two by saying, this is a love story. So it kind of completely changes tack. But whenever anyone mentions it to me about me being in it, I automatically get a flash of seeing all the, I get to do terrible and say terrible things in it throughout series one.
What a fun character.
It's great. He's called Asshole Guy is the title of the,
really,
that's what she's named. That's my credit on IMDb. I get very nervous and sweaty when everyone talks about it, because I do lots of obscene things in the show, which I am reminded of.
That's kind of my credit just in real life.
That's
definitely my favorite credit.
Been studying that your whole life there. So that's great. And that is also shot in London.
Yeah, that shoots in London as well. Yeah, yeah.
We worked out well.
Yes, we're going right. Yeah.
Everything right there. Yeah. Now, what about this? Congrats, because I know it was just announced you're part of this new CW pilot, Skinny Dip.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a bit of a misleading one. That was a pilot I did 2 years ago.
Okay.
That was shelved, and now Quibi have bought it.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
I don't know. I have no idea.
We don't know about the front. Or
I have no idea whether
role.
We're in it or not,
or whether they're
recasting it or whatever. So it's all up in the air at the moment. But yeah, it could be exciting. It was a lot of fun to make. So who knows?
Good for you though, staying busy.
Yeah,
doing all this stuff. And it's funny because, as you said, the internet always has these sort of facts out there. We don't know what's true or not, but they seem to be pretty interested in your love life or dating life. So anyone special at the moment?
I've got someone special. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Not married though. You're single.
Single, yeah.
Okay, nice, nice. Yeah. In the business or?
No, not in the business. Not really. No.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's probably got a shot to work.
Yeah.
Are you opposed to seeing anyone in the business or?
No.
Because you're around it all the time, so that's who you're gonna meet.
Yeah, I think lots of people try and avoid actors. And they're always like, not going to date actors. But no, for me, it makes sense as someone who completely understands what you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So yeah, no, I've never avoided that.
Schedules are unpredictable and fluid. How did you get into the business? Is it something you always wanted to do, or did you fall into it?
Yeah, so basically there's a trade-off with my parents. They were forcing me to learn piano when I was about 8 years old, and I was terrible at it and hated it.
It's me with my kid.
I was not inspired to learn it ever. Right. So then there was a stage school that was opening up in our local town, and they said, right, if you go and audition for that, you can give up the piano. So it was kind of a trade-off.
Wow, you hated piano that bad.
I hated piano, yeah. And got into that and then kind of started doing theatre. Yeah, I felt like the age of eight, and then carried on doing theatre. Joined the National Youth Theatre of Great Britain, did that for years. Had this moment where I thought I wanted to be a doctor, but I think that's because I loved ER and the show ER, and I wanted to be George Clooney, and I was like, I want to be a doctor, and then realised, no, I want to be an actor.
That's actually a lot of work.
Yeah. So went and trained at drama school, and then, graduated since when I was 22, and yeah, been working since then. So.
Nice. So you fell into it and then fell in love with it.
Yes. Right. Yeah. That's kind of right. Yeah.
Like mom and dad hooked it up.
Yeah, directly. Yeah. Pushy stage parents.
Right. Right. You have brothers and sisters.
Yeah, two older sisters. Yeah.
And none of them are.
One of them is a teacher, and one of them is a full time mum. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So they have real jobs.
Real jobs. Yeah. Real jobs. Real work. Yeah.
And I saw you were down at Comic-Con too.
Yeah.
Was that your first time experiencing that?
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. It's pretty overwhelming.
Would you make of the whole madness down there?
Very exciting. I was like, it's like a music festival without any music.
Right.
Was what I was trying to equate it to in my life. But I loved it, and seeing some of the costumes, the cosplay, how far people go with that. And it was exciting to take the show there as well. I think we made this show, and it felt like it was a little secret show that we're making in London that no one knew about. And then took it to Comic-Con and you realize that Batman's basically the king of Comic-Con. And that's when we suddenly were like, oh God, there could be a massive fan base here for this, which was exciting, but a little bit intimidating as well.
Yeah, built in. I'm always fascinated when they do prequels and seeing the history and all that. I think it's very, very cool.
What was the reaction of people at Comic-Con?
I think they screened it. They did like a little, I don't know if it is impromptu screening, but they screened it and then we had our panel the next day. And I don't know if we expected a huge audience for our panel, but walking out, it was vast. And it seemed like it went on forever.
Oh, that's a good sign.
So I guess the initial reactions, so the press reactions to it and the fan reactions to it have been very, very positive so far, which is, it's good.
Yeah, great way to launch right there. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Congrats. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot, Ben. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yeah.
Go-to karaoke song.
I Would Die For You, Prince.
Okay, get down with that. I like that choice.
Yeah.
Movie you've seen the most?
Ooh, Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
Really?
Yeah, love it.
DiCaprio back in the day.
Yes, yes.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Ooh, I have never had celebrity crushes, genuinely.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking that at Comic Con. I was like, I don't think I've been a fan of anything.
Really? A fan of nothing.
Yeah. So no one caught your eye or like, wow, she's...
Not that I can remember, no.
Huh, okay. Go-to cocktail?
A mezcal sour.
Mezcal is kind of popular right now.
Yeah.
It's got a very particular sort of...
it has that smoky kind of...
Yeah. You like tequila as well?
Yeah.
A man with taste. Superhero you'd like to play?
Ooh,
this is difficult.
No, it's not difficult. I was thinking.
It's like it's going to be a really deep answer.
Yeah. Batman, I've answered this a little bit recently, but the Batman films that I grew up with were the Tim Burton Batman films.
Right.
And I remember watching the one with Michelle Pfeiffer when she was Catwoman.
Yes.
And became slightly obsessed with the idea of Catman. And after watching that
there's
film,
your celebrity crush, by the way.
I was like obsessed with the scene where
Catman. I think they're doing that movie. Cats, right now. A lot of Catman.
Audition for it, didn't get it. that scene where she's unconscious and there are cats nibbling her fingers. And then she wakes up basically as Catwoman. She goes and drinks a pint of milk. I watched the film and was like, I need to be Catman. Went straight to my kitchen, grabbed some milk. I didn't even drink milk. I was probably about 10. Downed a pint of milk, went upstairs, put on loads of black clothes, and then left my house and roamed the streets for about 10 minutes being Catman.
Method. So method.
That actually sounds kind of dangerous.
Don't worry, it was a very sleepy town in Devon, so I was very safe. But
you know what? They do a lot of like all-female versions of other movies now, so let's do that. Let's go the other way. Let's do Catman.
Sure.
Good point right there in this day and age. I like it. Spinning it on its head. You should run with that.
Yeah, I'm going to run with it. I'll pitch it.
Meanwhile, while we look for Catman, we're going to watch Pennyworth Sundays on Epix, and you can follow him on Instagram at Benjamin Aldridge. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.